Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Ari Goretzky from ESET. Welcome, Ari.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So, Ari, a while back, you did this terrific white paper about Windows 8 and some of the questions and things that are emerging, and it was really terrific. A lot of press covered it. There's some great blog posts, and now we're 6 months in, so we thought we'd take a step back and see how it's going. So how is it going with Windows 8?
So far, so good. Taking a look at our telemetry, we've got about 3 to 4% of our customers on it already. That may not seem like a lot, but it's important to keep in mind the operating system's only half a year old now. So that means adoption rate is pretty good.
And obviously with a lot of companies, I mean, it is a big deal to change operating systems. It's not flicking a light switch. And some companies, they just wait to adopt, right?
Right. A lot of times operating systems, computers are only replaced as computer fails. So it's a very gradual shift. And one of the things Microsoft has done here is they're making sure that Windows 8 works well in parallel with those older operating systems.
So let's take a look at some of the things that have emerged that are popular or in some cases unpopular. One of them is the sort of redefined start screen. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Ari?
Well, sure. The start menu has been a feature of Windows for nearly 20 years since Windows 95 came out. And in Windows 8, Microsoft replaced that with a full desktop version called the Start menu. And it turns out that's caused a bit of confusion with a lot of users who are unaccustomed to it. And as a result, we've seen people creating third-party replacements to reintroduce the Start menu under Windows 8.
So some of these replacement programs, I mean, this is an area where a bad person or a bad organization, they could probably do something here. Let's talk about some of the hypotheticals.
Currently, there are about 24 start menu replacement programs out that I'm aware of. Some of them are free. Some of them are commercial programs. They're not particularly complex as tools go, but I noticed that one of them was, in fact, bundled with potentially unsafe application-type software. And that's kind of a risk you see any time there's software that you desire. Someone may be bundling it with something, well, that you don't necessarily want on your computer.
So another feature is the Windows RT API. Can you just explain to our listeners what that is?
Up to this point, all programs written for Windows have been written using an application programming interface, or API, called the Win32 API. Another one of those wholesale changes that Microsoft introduced in Windows 8 was the creation of a new API specifically for making these modern Windows, formerly called Metro apps, that you see on tablets and smartphones. That's called the WinRT API.
There's a particular thing that they do with this where they've added some more control in sort of how applications can talk to the API and be written for it that actually potentially creates a safer environment.
Absolutely. Applications written using this new API are sandboxed. And what that means is their access to the rest of the operating system, to other applications, to even data, is very tightly controlled. That should make them much more safer than previous applications where there's been a lot more opportunity for them to go out and do things that they shouldn't on your system.
So another thing that is starting to emerge, I mean, obviously this happens anytime you have a new operating system or application, is it creates a bit of a green field for some theft or piracy. And in the case of Windows 8, you've actually noticed some piracy that's emerged fairly prominently in the platform and in the App Store.
This is one of the biggest surprises to me. I was looking through the App Store for Windows because those are normally good places to look for all sorts of not just legitimate applications, but sometimes abusive behaviors by software publishers and other people in the store. And while I didn't actually find any malicious software at all, I found surprisingly pirated ebooks for popular novels.
Shakespeare and company and other types of things were just sitting right there for a suspicious amount of money, like 50 cents or something.
Well, there's nothing necessarily wrong with selling something that's so old because it's in the public domain. But in this case, what I was finding were things like the Lord of the Rings series, the Harry Potter books, the Twilight books, you know, all stories that have been, you know, relatively recently published and are still being sold very much by their authors, book publishers, and so forth. So I was very surprised to see these being offered for free in Microsoft's own Windows Store.
Ari, one of the things we were talking about before the podcast I thought was fascinating was the concept, if you have a work-issued device and you're actually accessing pirated material, where does the liability lie and who could be blamed or even sued? Is that something that you think we're going to see shake out in the coming months or years?
Well, as the trend of bring your own devices to work increases, that's definitely a risk that employers and employees face. We'll just have to see what direction that goes in.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for staying on top of Windows 8 for us and our listeners.
Always a pleasure. Thank you again for having me on today.
As always, visit welivesecurity.com for all kinds of great blogs and advice on Windows 8 and other items. You've been listening to the Malware Report, and we'll talk to you next week.